Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. Like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. The website is an easy one to remember, weather.utexas.edu. It is Tuesday, the 11th day of January, 2022, and these are my audio weather thoughts on this Tuesday morning. Kind of interesting in a way as we make our way through the morning. If you're up early this morning, some high-level cloud sunrise, very brilliant over the Austin area. But as the morning's gone along, the clouds have lowered and thickened from the west. All that is a result of a passing upper air disturbance. We've been talking about it passing overhead today into tonight and then departing off to the east by tomorrow. And radar, if you look at it, is quite impressive to the west. But let me let you know one thing. Out over the hill country, we're showing quite a bit of precipitation. Folks, there's a lot of dry air between the ground and the base of those clouds. So in some cases, that rainfall is evaporating. But in some cases, we're actually getting a little rain at the ground. At last check out at Horseshoe Bay, Marble Falls, out at the Horseshoe Bay Airport out there, reporting light rain as of the 11 o'clock hour this morning up toward Burnett and out toward Llano and then back down toward Fredericksburg and Kerrville. We've had a few reports on the northwest side of San Antonio that there is actually a few pellets of ice, ice pellets, if you will, that have mixed with that precipitation. That's due to some colder temperatures aloft. But we'll just have to watch it as this whole disturbance moves by this afternoon. I think the best we can expect are just a few sprinkles, but it is possible some of us, especially from I-35 and westward, may see a few pellets of ice as this system moves through. Temperatures at the ground, by the way, at late morning are approaching 50 degrees here in Austin, so of course not going to be any major problems as a result of that. Once that system passes, we'll see clouds break tomorrow. I think we're back into a southerly wind by Thursday and Friday. And folks, that's going to let temperatures warm well above seasonal averages. Now, that's comparison to today because I've actually brought the temperature forecast high close to 50 for today simply because of the cloud cover and the some sprinkles that are developing around the air. It's going to hold down the temperatures today. But by Thursday and Friday, temperatures as much as 10 to 12 degrees above seasonal averages. We have another cold front due in the area by Friday night. Some clouds increase with that. But again, I just don't think we can wring much out of a fairly dry and stable atmosphere or even on Friday. So as a result, just a wind shift and cooler temperatures for the weekend. Plenty of sunshine as I see it now. That could change, but as I see it now, plenty of sunshine Saturday and Sunday, highs in the 50s. Another weak front is not much of one. If it's even drawn in as a front by then, I'd be surprised. But a little bit of a wind shift, a little bit of a reinforcement of the cooler air in place by late Sunday night into Monday. And as it moves through, promises to give us a pretty nice MLK day on Monday with at least some sunshine and high temperatures in the 50s to around 60 degrees. Over the next 7 days, the National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland, is suggesting little in the way of rainfall. I just think maybe a few sprinkles today. I don't see anything Friday night at this point, but overall, if you're looking for a whole lot of rain, you're going to have to go somewhere else to find it over the next 7 days, especially if you're here in South Central Texas. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Tuesday, 11th day of January, 2022. I'll update my 7-day forecast on the website. In addition, I'll update my audio weather thoughts again on Wednesday morning. Have yourself a good Tuesday.